Representative Myra Flores rips New York Times for article labeling her far-right Latina. By Nick Gilbertson on July 6, 2022. Representative Myra Flores, RTX, slammed the New York Times after an article from the publication labeled her and fellow Texas Republican congressressional candidates Monica de la Cruz and Cassie Garcia far-right Latinas. Flores won the special election in the 34th congressional district on June 14, flipping the Democrat seat in the densely Hispanic district by running on a platform of core conservative values, indicating a turning tide among Hispanic voters away from the Democrat Party. The victory made her the first Republican to represent the Rio Grande Valley in roughly 150 years, Breitbart News previously reported. In a Wednesday article titled The Rise of the Far-Right Latina, New York Times politics reporter Jennifer Medina wrote of Flores, in addition to de la Cruz and Garcia, who are nominees in the 15th and the 28th congressional districts, respectively. The subheading in the piece states that Flores is one of three Republican Latinas vying to transform South Texas politics by shunning moderates and often embracing the extreme. But what is most striking is that Ms. Flores won by shunning moderates, embracing the far right and wearing her support for Donald J. Trump on her sleeve, more Marjorie Taylor Greene than Kay Bailey Hutchison, Medina writes later in the piece. Flores, the first Mexican-born woman to hold a seat in the House of Representatives, fired back at the publication and the left-wing media in general. In a statement to Fox News Digital, she said, "I was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas, Mexico, and raised with strong conservative values to always put God and family first. I have received only hate from the liberal media and constantly been told by the left to sick back to Mexico. They don't support us immigrants, they only use us for political power and don't care about our well-being. I'm here now and I won't allow them to continue taking advantage of my people. The NEET knows nothing about me or our culture. Somos gente de Dios, familia y trabajo. We are people of God, family and work, sí señor." Garcia, who is squaring off against Representative Henry Queller, DTX, in the 28th congressional district, retweeted a picture of the headline and stated that when the radical left targets her for her faith and supporting school choice, they are also attacking millions of Hispanic families and her community. "I will never stop fighting for our values," she added. Both the 34th and 28th districts neighbor the 15th district and sit on the U.S.-Mexico border in southern Texas. All three districts have dense Hispanic populations, and the National Republican Congressional Committee has dubbed the trio of Flores, de la Cruz, and Garcia the triple threat. Flores' nearly 8-point win over Democrat candidate Dan Sanchez on June 14 indicates Hispanic voters are moving toward conservative candidates. The exodus from the Democrat Party is further evidenced by voting patterns in the past two presidential elections in Hidalgo County, which is part of the 15th congressional district where de la Cruz is running, as Breitbart News noted. Before the three South Texas women took the spotlight, Hidalgo provided one of the first warning signs for Democrats that they did not have the grip they had perhaps anticipated on Hispanic voters. Former President Donald Trump lost Hidalgo by 41 points in 2016, but he lost by just 17 in 2020, indicating Republicans had started to make significant inroads there. Then, leaving no question that Democrats had reason for concern, McAllen residents elected a Republican mayor, Javier Villalobos, in 2021. The shift has become apparent in other areas of the country as well, including southern Florida's diverse 25th congressional district, represented by Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, where the vast majority of the population is Hispanic, for the U.S. Census. In the 2020 presidential election, Trump thumped President Joe Biden by 23 points in the district, a much more comfortable victory than in 2016 when he won the district by under 2 percentage points, showing a clear trend in voter patterns changing in favor of the GOP. Flores's term will soon expire, but she is running again as the Republican candidate for the 34th district in the general election after advancing from the primary on March 1. She and Representative Vicente Gonzalez Jr., DTX, who currently represents the 15th congressional district where de la Cruz is running against Democrat Michelle Vallejo, will square off for the seat in November.